is closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Norman Rogers Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street community space. And long-term closures remain in place on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division, Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William, and Berry Street at Queen. And now your weather outlook for today: cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a risk of a thunderstorm. Winds 22 kilometers, gusting to 38, calming over the course of the day. High of 26, feels like 28. Tonight, mainly clear with an overnight low of 16. Coming up at 5, Kingston City Council has chosen the free route for their new closed meeting investigator. This has been your morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next. Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Wednesday, August 19th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Ara McCauley, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with some traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the road this morning. Bagot Street from West Street to Johnson will be closed today for the city contractor to complete paving works. Barrack Street from King Street East to Wellington will be closed Thursday for the city contractor to complete paving works there. Ontario Street from Brock to Clarence is closed today for the relocation of planters from City Hall for the Forever Hip event series load-in. Market Street from Ontario Street to King Street East is closed today through August 23rd for the Forever Hip event series, while King Street East from Clarence Street to Brock is closed August 20th, 22nd, and 23rd for the event. Leroy Grand Drive to Elliott Avenue is closed to through traffic until August 31st to facilitate roadway rehabilitation. South Bartlett is closed from Victoria Street to 15 South Bartlett for facade restoration at 665 Princess Street. Cranbrook Street from Lakeview Avenue to Days Road is temporarily closed for pedestrian improvements. Over on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water main, with traffic reduced to one lane in both directions. On John Counter Boulevard from Elliott Avenue to Montreal Street, construction repairs continue. Motorists should expect delays as contractors complete paving operations on Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Collins Bay Road. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Norman Rogers Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street community space. And long-term closures remain in place on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division, Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William, and Berry Street at Queen. And now your weather outlook for today: cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a risk of a thunderstorm. Winds 22 kilometers, gusting to 38, calming over the course of the day. High of 26, feels like 28. Tonight, mainly clear with an overnight low of 16. Coming up at 5, Kingston City Council has chosen the free route for their new closed meeting investigator. This has been your morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
Billy came back. is just a track. And when he sang that love, we all came running back to hear him sing, like he's singing from the bottom of a deep blue sea. Yeah, my Billy's got a voice that sings for you and for me. Billy's back, he's singing to the track. Hello, 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 folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Folks, we just heard Billy Came Back. That's a new track from This Is Lorelei. And folks, is it hot enough out there for you? Are you sweating? Are you feeling it? I know it's sort of cooled down this week, but especially in last week in Toronto, oh my God. It's been, like, criminally hot. Like, with the Humidex, it's, like, plus 40. It's just untenable. I think about all of the soccer hooligans, all of the international tourists that we have in the city coming for these games who are thinking, wait, isn't Canada supposed to be cold? What is going on here? Why is this happening to me? To which, what can I say but same, fam? But yeah, folks, thanks for tuning in. We've got a great show for you this week. Lots of great new music coming out. We're sort of in prime time. Everyone's vying to see who's going to be the song of the summer. I think I have mine already. We're going to hear that later on in the episode. But don't hold your breath for that, because we've got 2 hours of great music to play you. What do we have coming up next? Oh, we've got Gospel Oak by Wolf Alice. Can I just let you know about... So I've started a new job. I am a natural resources worker for the city of Toronto now. I hold the applause, I know. It's been a lot of fun, especially the last, like, couple weeks. I've just been handed a machete and pointed towards Japanese knotweed and garlic mustard, mostly the former though. And I've just been going to town, and I gotta say, walking with like a big knife down like the river, down Mud Creek as we call it, and just chopping all of the plants that you don't want to see, and putting mulch around the ones that you do want to see, you feel like you're in like Legend of Zelda. You know, you're marching, it's hot, you're combating bugs and stinging nettle and thorny ash, prickling ash, and all of these things. And you're just, yeah, it's a real treat. I'm very happy that I get to...
Summer's high when the heat is high and the bullet weighs down low, baby. You and I, pretty little thing, wanna cheeky bit of love on a slow day. Come alive, city goes by, it's burning, legs wanna go, babe. All night, keep it inside, ain't nobody gonna know, babe. Wanna ride, ride, when you walk in, show the way. Gemini looking so fly, star in the night, got a glow, babe.
on the street, getting no sleep. I live my life on a roll, babe. No lie, we getting no mile. All them stones on a roll, babe. Wanna ride? Will you walk it?
Feeling great. My name is Jeff the Nerd. Welcome, everybody. Sorry to cut the lovely Dean off earlier this morning. That was a pre-record because the Nerd wasn't sure he was going to make it in during this morning deluge. Welcome to Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. That was brand new stuff from Leon Bridges with Light the Way. We're off to a rocky start. It's rainy as heck out there if you're in Kingston, Ontario. I did not wear the right sneakers, but I'm here. I'm clear. We're going to rock out for you guys until 10 o'clock. Flying solo, it's just me, just you, the tunes. So stick around. You got me till 10 o'clock. It's going to be a good, soggy show. Coming up next, brand new stuff by Orville Peck with Already Gone. But hey, we're already here. It's CFRC, the place to be.
Sing, swinging from the bar, keep grinning. I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Some cool pogs. Elf pogs. Remember Elf? He's back in pog form.
Bad things about him.
And there's just one thing going on.
it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Shirt of a bass, 64 ounces of dew, some dude doing kung fu. Local convenience store. Oh, I forgot to mention, it's the year 2084. All my personal data is scanned when I walk through the front door. My life is dollars and cents, the real price of convenience. My life is dollars and cents, the real price of, ooh, spinning hot dogs. And eggnog. Ooh. Open 24/7, but called 7-Eleven. A single roll of teepee, blue raspberry slurpee, ding dongs and Twinkies. Brain freeze! Not the brain freeze, anything but that. I've got blue raspberry slurpee in my mind. They've got what your hardcore Jones in for at your local convenience store. There's tiny aisles to explore at your local convenience store. The latest issue of Fangoria at your local convenience store. Everything you want and more at your local convenience store.
Welcome back, everybody, to CFRC 101.9 FM. There we go. My name's Jeff the Nerd. Thanks for coming along on this fine, drizzly, to put it lightly, Wednesday morning. Like I said, coming at you live. If you're just tuning in, everything's been running smoothly. Don't you worry your little head about it. If you've been listening since 8 o'clock, I ran in late. What can I say? Sometimes I can't be perfect all the time. Yeah, that makes sense. But you got me here till 10 o'clock. I'm here. We're ready to rumble. We're in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, broadcasting live out of Queen's University campus. Killing it since 1922. Sitting pretty in the Limestone City. It is raining right now. 60% of showers with a risk of a thunderstorm. I'd say that's a pretty good chance of showers. High of 23 today. Humidex of 30. UV index of 5 or moderate. And 30% chance of showers early this evening. Risk of a thunderstorm. But it's going to clear up with a low of 13. Oh, yeah. Don't worry, you guys. I know it's getting brisk out there. the bees, the yellow jackets are starting to get a little, you know, antsy, as they do this time of year. But we can still milk every last drop of sweaty, sleazy summer madness. Cabana season, baby! I don't know if I'll ever go back to flannel ever again. Anywho, I was running late today, so I won't wax on for too much longer, because we do have a lot of great music to get to. Simone the Moan, of course, is on assignments today. Hopefully she'll join me next week. Vinny the Thrill, out on assignment as well. But whatever, it's a rainy day. I hope you're all having a nice, chill one. Next break, when we come back, we're going to talk about food from our glorious sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown at the corner of Barry and Clergy. Bring your umbrella, get yourself an ice cream cone. Ice cream's fine any time of weather. It doesn't matter. We'll get to that a little bit later on. That last set, though, we just heard from Rad Max out of Portland, Oregon, which is so convenient. Speaking of corner stores. Also in there, we had a classic by Sandy Shaw with I've Heard About Him from 1965. It can't be written about me if it's that old, can it? We also had the Leathermen with their hit Love Really Hurts Without You. Nothing like a good face melter first thing in the morning. We had Leon Bridges opening up the show with Light the Way. And after that, we heard Orville Peck with his brand new track Already Gone. I tell you, the new Street Fighter movie can't come soon enough. It can't. Can't wait. Anywho, my name's Jeff the Impatient Nerd. We're gonna get back to the tunes, and then, like I said, next break, it's the Breakfast Nook. We'll talk all things coffee and biscuits and everything in between. But until then, here's a classic from the Tweeds. This is one of my favorites. I need that record. I'll tell you about I spent too much money on records this past weekend. I need that record by the Tweeds right here on CFRC 101.9.
Just what's happening. This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Do I look like I know what a JPEG is? I just want a picture of a goddang hot dog.
We'll be right back. This is Matthew Barber, mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Let me just get my headphones. Keep it playing.
We are legends of horror with 70s breasts.
Right here on CFRC, the place to be with their brand new track called Blowing Up. They're blowing up. You keep your eyes out for Kiwi Jr. You won't regret it. My name's Jeff the Nerd. Speaking of regret, welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition. We're live kicking it on a rainy morning here in Kingston, Ontario. Hope you're all having a good one. Before Kiwi Jr., we heard a classic from Prince with I Would Die For You. Not too shabby. I think we're looking down the barrel at some new Prince, some unreleased, rather, Prince tracks coming out of the vault this fall. More on that as the season progresses. Maybe it's a rumor mill. Who knows? We'll figure it out. Before Prince, we had a oldie but a goodie from Gary Charleston with Shark. Also in that last set, we opened it up with Tweeds and I Need That Record. Anybody else spend like $200 on three records over the weekend? Always look at the price. Stop talking to the record store patron and look at the price before you pay for it. I don't regret it. They're fantastic. I got the new Stones album. Come on. Sounds like it always sounds with them. It's so good. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and this show is sponsored by the amazing folks down at Old Farm Fine Foods, down at the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. You can tell that I came here without going there first, because I don't have any coffee in my system yet. Thus, the adorable screw-ups. But don't be like me. Don't make that mistake. Get your hustle your buns on down to Old Farm and get yourself some quality snackage. Breakfast, they got muffins, they got sausage rolls, all manner of good things. Coffee, as I mentioned, which I'm missing incredibly. It's interesting times at Old Farm, as you know. We're right on the edge of Queen's University campus, in the heart of downtown Kingston. And it's an interesting time of year. Summer is in the waning weeks, you know. We're still getting a lot of tourists in, which are great. Always love talking to people who are traveling. Talk to a young couple who are camping across Canada from Nova Scotia on their way to Alberta. I thought that was pretty sweet. And they've just been hitting up organic grocery stores, as they call it, to, you know, feed their journey. So we're getting a lot of that. We're getting a lot of kids coming in from various Queen's University day camps. They're all still pretty, they're still pretty with it, pretty good. I talked to them about, like, oh no, you guys, summer's almost over. What are you going to do? And they're like, easy, old man. We got 2 weeks left. We're fine. Shut up and scoop my ice cream. Get down to Old Farm for some Kawartha Dairy ice cream, by the way. Tragically, Chip is back, and it's moving quick. So if you haven't tried Tragically Chip yet, we're selling it by the cone and the cup. So get down there and see what everyone's talking about. Find out what the hype is all about. We got that big Tragically Hip weekend going on in Kingston. More on that after 9 when we do the community events roundup. But prime yourself with a cone of Tragically Chip ice cream. For those who are uninitiated, it is maple whiskey ice cream with a cherry swirl and chocolate chunks. So yeah, like I said, we're getting a lot of tourists in still. We're getting a lot of kids in. The end of summer hasn't fazed them. But we are starting to see the beginning of the students coming back, the trickle in, right? Athletes have to come back early. I believe football starting up, I think, this weekend. I have to figure that out. But yeah, the mood is shifting. It's pretty cool. It's pretty hopping down there right now. Let's get down to Old Farm. Get yourself something delicious. Get a turkey pot pie. Don't worry about cooking. Get all manner of good stuff. And the cheese selection at Old Farm is bonkers right now. We're trying all this new stuff because, again, it's still summer. It's still, you know, charcuterie on a boat weather. So we're getting a lot of interesting, really cool wedges of cheese. We've got a wild nettle cheese right now that I haven't tried yet. It looks really good. We got a semi-soft cheese called the Game Changer. And it's got a little flecks of cranberry and I think red wine involved in it. Always spectacular. The Comté is back. Our giant, like, 20-kilogram wedge of raw milk cheese from France. You know, it's harvested. Not harvested, but it's aged in a giant Roman catacomb and flipped over by robots, which I think is pretty awesome. So get down to Old Farm Fine Foods and get yourself some delicious grub. More on that a little bit later, I guess. Like I said, I was running a little late today, so I didn't get my Old Farm brekkie fix. There's a void in me that only a CFRC mini fridge in the lounge filled with warm diet soda, warm no-name diet soda, mind you, can fill. So I think I'm going to get back to the tunes. I am co-hostless today, thus the inane rambling. So thank you for your patience. But we're going to get back to the tunes before 9 o'clock. And then after 9, we'll talk about everything that's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario. Like I said, we've got that big Tragically Hip weekend going on. But there's other things happening. The always fun Compton Park Music Festival is happening. So we'll talk about the lineup for that and all sorts of good things. And then, of course, after 9, we have to talk about nerd news. I need to talk about Camp Miasma and how much Tom Holland is getting paid for Spider-Man. You'll love it. You'll love it. But we'll get back to the tunes. Kingston's own Dutch Baby are going to be playing Lee's Palace in scenic Toronto, Ontario, Canada this Friday night. So if you find yourself in the Big Smoke, get down to the iconic Lee's Palace and check out Kingston's own Dutch Baby. So to kick things off on this next set, here's a track by them called Don't Pass Me By, right here on your Indie Morning Wake-Up Call on CFRC 101.9.
Welcome to intermission. Intermission.
Swing, swang, swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Hi, this is Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
CFRC Power Plays is your home for every touchdown.
The 20, the 15, the 10, see ya!
Every turnover.
And it's picked off!
And every golden moment you'll want to watch over and over again.
Cedric Smith, one hand only! With an incredible catch!
The recognized name in U Sports football content with over 50 million lifetime views. Follow CFRC Power Plays on Instagram today.
Hey, this is Hannah from Fan Club.